Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth straight up.
I'm Julie Hayden. I'm working
at an Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage as parents for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome. The Chuck and Julie Show.
Hello, everybody. Chuck Bonneville, Julie Hayden, right back from our own state capitol and the protest there, Trump protest. And of course, in the nation's capital, it's going wild.
Yeah.
This is the Truth Straight Up, Chuck and Julie Show, brought to you by
AmericasCitizenPress.com, a great conservative voice, one I check out every day. So much to talk about. And, you know, we're going to talk.
And Julie McCallum of Synergenics.
Oh, I'm sorry. Exactly. We're going to talk to Chris Doty, get a quick update on what's going on at the Colorado State Capitol, and then get into what's going on in Washington, D.C. So much to talk about there, and true straight up. That's what we say here. There's some stuff going on that we want to let you know about. Not particularly true. It's kind of interesting how things are being.
You can bet how the left portrays everything.
Exactly.
Why don't you read Michelle Malkin's a little one, which I think is great.
While we're waiting for Chris, hang on my thing. Okay, so Marco Rubio is tweeting, this is America's turning into a third world country,
because
blah, blah,
people
blah.
People like you, Marco.
Exactly. And then Michelle Malkin, I love Michelle Malkin.
So
she tweets, Antifa and BLM, I'm going to pardon my language here, Antifa and BLM turned every major city and state capital into shitholes last year, torching small businesses, smashing windows, tearing down statues, looting and shooting with impunity. Don't talk to us about how America became a third world country today. You know, Chris Doty, we're trying to get hold of him. He is busy at the state capitol.
Defending everybody. When we were down there, the Antifa wasn't there, but...
It was a pretty good crowd, too.
Nice crowd.
A lot of people driving by. And one of the things, it was peaceful there. And in the meantime, while we were there, that's when things started getting crazy at the state capitol. To sort of set the stage there, Trump held his rally today. And then there was a massive crowd. I mean, people were saying massive crowd.
Thousands of people.
Right. And then some of them, if you don't know, breached the Capitol. We'll play some video a little bit later. Now, when I say breach, I think it's important. It's not like, keep in mind, it's a public building. It's our building. What it was is they've had it shut down because of COVID.
Right.
So it's not like this was like Fort Knox and they stormed it. This is a building where, except for the ridiculousness of the Democrats and the whole COVID restrictions, they wouldn't have had to breach it. They could have just gone in.
And the grand total of the violence is a woman, the Capitol Hill police shot a unarmed woman who wasn't doing anything. A Trump supporter. And I guess one of the guys got shot by the Capitol police. So that's your violence.
Yeah, the only violence is from the police shooting the peaceful protesters.
Right. And we're all supposed to tiss. It's okay if our country is no longer democracies, because it's not. They stole that election. They stole the one down in Georgia. And they'll continue to steal. And we don't have a country anymore, as far as I'm concerned. And we're all supposed to poo-poo the Trump supporters. It's just like, oh, my gosh, those mean people. They got a hold of that ship, and they took the tea and threw it in the harbor. Could you believe that? Destruction of property. We're law and order. And they were culturally appropriating the Indians, back in 1874. Or 1774. They can steal the country. They can burn down the country. They can beat us up. They can do whatever they want, because they are the left and we are the officially designated victims. And it's tiresome. I can't stand the Republican Party, the weasels, and the McConnell gets up and saying, this could do lasting damage to our republic. Oh, wait till you see the Democratic control lasting damage to our republic.
It's like
lousy, stinking, amoral.
It's
I know Diablo jerks.
It's like 888. Well, we wait for Chris. We'll open up to the phones. 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. If you want to weigh in. And those of you guys on Zoom, feel free to go ahead and open up your camera and your microphone and you can weigh in. Yeah, I want to talk. The conservative treehouse has been right on this for a long time. He's been talking about a growing seething rage about what's happening to us and what's happening to our country. And I would say this too. I mean, a year ago, I wouldn't imagine I'd be saying this, but if I'd been there in Washington, D.C., I would have stormed the Capitol too. We've watched them storm the Kavanaugh hearing. We've watched them storm the Capitol all the time, and that's courageous.
And that's great protesting.
Right. That's great protesting. What are we supposed to do? I was telling Chuck when we were driving back from our rally, I said, it's as if you've got a guy robbing you and, you know, he says, hand over your wallet, and you say no. You know, you're going to have to fight me to get your wallet, and all of a sudden you're the bad person.
Yeah.
To me, it's like, what did they think was? By they, I mean the Democrats and the elites and the mainstream media.
And all of the sold out Republicans.
Exactly.
You know, and Colorado, they literally control the Republican Party.
Right.
Now,
like
they got rid of Patrick Neville, and now they got Hugh McNeil. And of course, if you saw it in the paper, you know, you wouldn't
because
it's a Democrat. No, I mean, Hugh McCain took over from Patrick Neville.
Right, right.
But in the Denver Post, there was Greg Brophy and Mark Hillman, who are minority leaders, majority leaders, everything else, who all they do is take Democratic money to get squish Republicans elected, so we don't have any representation.
And we're supposed to be okay with it. I mean,
we're supposed to be okay.
We can't go to church. We can't send our kids to school. We can't open our businesses.
Don't protest in the Capitol. God knows.
We can't call a man and a woman a woman.
Right.
We can't do any of that. We can't have a fair election. They stole the election. And then if we try to talk about it, they censor us. What did they think was going to happen? And I have to say, I totally support that. I've been saying for a while now, we need to make things as difficult for them as possible. And if that means if they're going to certify a stolen fraudulent election, if we need to make it a little tough and delay them by storming the Capitol, then by God, I think it's time to do that.
You know, you may have noticed that Clea Mitchell, who is the attorney some people thought was very good when Donald Trump had his telephone meeting, they all left after her law firm, and they got her fired from her law firm. That's what they do. Representing a person, they can get you fired. And we know that because we got thrown off the air.
It is
just so funny to watch this tiskers. These mainstream media, whether it's Fox these days or the rest of them, going,
we shouldn't be doing this. What are you talking about? This is what they've been doing all summer. They've been counting on us and they've been relying on us to say, well, it's not polite to storm the Capitol. So we didn't break any windows. We didn't cause any violence. The only violence was against Trump supporters. And you know what? That last rally they had in Denver, not today's, once again, the only violence was from the mainstream media against a Trump supporter.
Right.
Okay.
So Channel 9 News killing a Trump supporter.
But we're the bad guy.
And we were there the time before where we had a peaceful rally and they stormed it and beat people up. And what did the Denver Post and Channel 9 News report? Two sides clash.
Two sides clash.
One side smashes into the other.
I got your clash for you. And I see, Ben, we've been ranting. So it's your turn. We've got Ben, our good friend Ben there. You've got the floor, Ben.
Hey, thank you. I just wanted to say what you witnessed today at the U.S. Capitol building was the lighting of the fuse of what I call Robert's War.
Yeah.
And that we're devolving into a civil war. I mean, I'm talking about not a pretty war. I'm shooting wars is what I'm talking about here. That's what I believe that you've witnessed. Now, what was it? 1773, I believe, was the Boston Tea Party. So that's what lit our revolution about. And so I think that's what you're seeing here, the fomenting of it. Those people that were there were primarily, they were peaceful. They were not armed. I think that you're right that I suspected that there were Antifa people there that were breaking the windows to get into the Capitol building.
Right.
I believe that they infiltrated that group. But by far, they were very peaceful. You didn't see any burning of anything that was going on or the defacing of anything or the tearing down of statues.
Right.
What you saw was people venting their anger that they were dissatisfied that the U.S. government, our House of Representatives and the Senate, was not willing to look into this investigation further.
Right.
Because this, without doubt, this election was fraught with problems. And that's, I think, is what they're upset about. Now, those people may go home and arm themselves. I don't know how soon. And I'm just saying that a lot of these people have committed political suicide, like I think Rubio has. I think that you might see that McConnell certainly is not going to serve another term. I believe that you're going to see that from a lot of people, including Ken Buck, because
yes.
Buck is not supporting this.
Right.
So I think that that's what you're going to see. And I would not be a bit surprised that you see some people maybe pay the ultimate price here. These, I'm talking about the elected officials, local as well as the national. You know, you can look at these battleground states. I would not be surprised if some of them are maybe accidentally, you know, losing their lives in some manner or form, or intentionally losing their lives, because people are upset and these people are not willing to follow our Constitution. It's clearly defined that it is up to the state's legislature to set the method of how these elections are conducted.
Well,
and these battleground states have violated that.
Right.
We've watched as you know, CNN says there's no evidence, and they show thousands of unfolded ballots and
yeah.
and enormous spikes and obviously entire pallets being delivered and tapes. And they're all ignored by the courts, and including Roberts, who was afraid of a riot, which he got anyway.
Right.
And so we've asked for the institutions to at least address it. And they won't even
and
do
they
that.
Won't. They won't
we'll
even
have a two-hour hearing where they'll pass it by and the crooked media
right.
and the crooked Republicans will be part of it. So, you know, the people are left with nothing. They are left with nothing. Our country has been destroyed. Our democracy has been.
This is what we're left with.
Yeah, we're left
right.
with
this kind
of action.
Colorado, you know, is headed up by Ken Buck. Is just an apologist party for the Democrats. That's all they
yes,
are.
Yes, and Christy Burton Brown has announced her candidacy to take his position. I don't think I'm going to support her. I don't think that she is a leader that we need at this time. So there's a lot of things that are going to come out of this. I mean, good and bad.
Ben, hey, listen, we're going to let you go because we've got some other folks on the line. Thank you.
Thanks, Ben.
And one thing I want to point out, too, because I think we got to let ourselves not be fooled. So, for instance, you guys may have seen all the wacky pictures of that Viking guy with the communist tattoo, by the way, who's the one who is in the Senate chambers, right?
Right,
and the people with him. Well, on the internet now, internet sleuths found the same guy wearing the same wacky hat with the same face paint, the same tattoos, was at a BLM Antifa rally in Arizona in June. So he definitely was Antifa. Yeah, he is an Antifa guy. I mean, you look at him interacting and the other people around him, I would not be surprised if it turns out, and hopefully they'll arrest him, right? They wouldn't arrest him, of course, if they knew they were Antifa, but since they think they're Trump supporters.
If they knew he was a lefty.
Right, they let him go.
But
so that clearly, those people in the Senate chambers were not Trump supporters. But I think the bottom line here, though, is you have a bunch of really enraged Trump supporters. So let's right now go to the phones. Let's go to Charlene from Denver. Hey, Charlene, thank you for calling in.
Oh, hi, Julie. Well, you took the words out of my mouth. I'm wondering if these protesters that are storming the Capitol aren't Antifa provocateurs posing as Trump supporters to turn public opinion against Trump supporters.
Oh, well,
and, you know, I think that the Reichstag fire, you know, Hitler burned down his own government building and blamed it on the Jews to turn public opinion against the Jews. So I think, you know, they've been playing in this. And I'm really disappointed in a Pence. He says, oh, all of you protesters should go home. I mean, he should be saying, Soros, call off your Antifa provocateurs. And and we're going to arrest them. And we're going to arrest you too, Soros, by the way. Pence is a rhino. But Sidney Powell just tweeted
out. He's not
a rhino.
He's a typical know-nothing, do-nothing, quote-unquote conservative that is not willing to risk anything about anything, and he's too dumb to figure out that he could have easily said, I want these questions
answered.
I'm going to overturn
exactly.
the election. I want these elections. I read his three-page missive, which I'm sure he didn't write, but it's pathetic.
Well,
it's just we can never do anything. They can lie, steal, cheat, and kill. And we are just...
And burn the Constitution, yeah, and then we say, the Constitution... Whoa. I mean, do you think for a second, Charlene, that if it were Kamala Harris up there and they had thought of this before, that they would not... They refused to certify another Trump election? I mean, for a second, do you think they...
Exactly. And you know, Trump supporters are angry, but they are not the people that charged the Capitol in protest.
No.
They are provocateurs that are posing as Trump supporters should turn public opinion against Trump. And so we need to get the word out. But Sydney Powell just tweeted out. She said, check their Facebook pages, their political affiliations, their backgrounds, and you know, letting us know that she thinks they're provocateurs as well. And so, you know, I just think Trump has a lot of power. He needs to use it now because, you know, we're not going to just keep pushing for him if he doesn't unleash some of his executive powers, and he's got many executive powers that he could unleash. And so I'm waiting for that day. And in the meantime, we just have to carry on changing our culture and, you know, promoting our values. And, you know, that's how I think we're going to progress. But yeah,
I think so, Charlene.
Thank you.
Okay, no, I think you're absolutely right. Okay, hey, listen, thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, appreciate your call. Let's go to
Don from Colorado Springs on line one. Thank you.
Hey, Don.
Thanks,
Charlene. Hey, Don, welcome to the show.
Would have loved to talk to you guys on better circumstances, even if it was just Pence saying, no way, Mr. President, Biden's the man.
Yeah.
I mean, this whole thing that's getting out of control, and now... It seems that it's coming out that it was Antifa in stealth, you know.
Yes. Well, not that stealthy. He was wearing a wacky Viking hat, so he was easily identifiable.
And a communist symbol.
And a communist symbol. But I think you're right. On the other end, though, here's what I think to me that yes, that kind of thing. But to me, what's outrageous is the fact that they're pretending like they're mad that millions of people are out there supporting Trump and that Trump is still claiming the election was stolen. People are mad. I think that there were Trump supporters who went to the Capitol. I mean, they weren't
and
all Antifa.
And some might even want to go into the people's chambers, but it seems the one that smashed through. The people got hurt were, as always, Trump supporters. And never the other side.
If it's indeed Antifa, how are idiots like Chris Cuomo going to react when he said, oh, what Antifa did was protest. It is right. It's just. And so
who
what?
Who says that protest should be genteel? You know, it's just...
Right.
You can believe nothing they say. You can believe nothing that Fox News says.
And I guarantee...
And you just got to make up your own mind out there. And they've stolen
our
country.
Of course, but I mean, you understand the point. You know, I mean, you heard what Chris Cuomo said. Antifa BLM was all fine and dandy. So what if you lost your business, and many of those people were minorities.
Right. Well, and here's the thing, Don. I guarantee you are not going to see anyone in the mainstream media, and I'm going to bet Fox as well.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
not going to say, oh, by the way, that guy's been identified as Antifa. Those actually weren't Trump supporters. None
well,
of them are going to say that.
Yeah, they won't do that. It's largely peaceful. Everything is peaceful
right.
other than one or two people. No, they'll come down as they
Violence,
always do.
Violence, anarchy, blah, blah, blah.
But there's enough of us now. We don't believe your BS. We don't believe your...
Well, you know, let me be honest with you, Fox News is really in bed with the establishment GOP,
yes,
if anything.
Yes, right.
They're
yes,
not really the Democrat Party press, and they're still going to be ridiculed by the major MSM.
Yeah. Well, and I think it's going to get worse. The other thing I think that's going to happen, and this, you call me a conspiracy theory, but I think it's true. The mainstream media and Twitter and the social media engines are going to use this as an example to clamp down on everything. For instance, Trump was tweeting, everybody go home. It's time for everyone to go home. Be peaceful. And Twitter wasn't letting you even reply to it, retweet it, show it, comment on it, like it, because they said it would incite violence. So I'm like, wait a minute. So Trump telling everyone to go home is going to incite violence. There's going to be a massive crackdown. But I think that's going to have a boomerang too, Don. I think the day is coming when people are going to be shifting to podcasts. People are going to be shifting to these alternate social medias.
Parler, definitely.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Hey, so thank you for your call. Appreciate it.
You have a good one.
All right. Yeah, Sandra's saying, you're right, Sandra, so it's Newsmax. Well, let me play. We have a little bit of the video there in case you haven't seen some of it. It was hard to find some of it. I got to wonder if Twitter isn't also, censoring some of that. But Thomas, if we could play, so this is the people inside the Capitol, they say storming. If you look at it, it doesn't really look like a storming to me. Certainly not the same way they stormed the Kavanaugh hearing, or, right. or you know, they stormed even Dianne Feinstein's office. Right. But Thomas, if we could play the Capitol number one video. So they are storming.
Storming away.
So there you go. I mean, yeah, they were inside there. And that, I don't know if those are Antifa people or if they were Trump protesters. But again, watch the word storming, right? You know, when Antifa does stuff, it's a peaceful protest. When you've got like 10 guys walking up the stairs inside the state capitol, not spray painting anything, not hurting anything, they're suddenly storming it. And we've lost our republic and it's become an anarchy. If we could play, Thomas, the second video, Capitol number two. Now, that does appear to be people shuffling with the Capitol Police. But again, I got to wonder. Yeah, again, there's no, you don't see like, you know, they're not throwing smoke bombs at them. They're not wearing shields, the same stuff Antifa did. And I'd be curious to see who all of those people were as well. In the meantime, though, I'm going to play another video for you. And this one is kind of graphic. So I'm going to caution you that ahead of time.
There's a Trump supporter.
There was. Yeah, there was violence. The violence was by apparently law enforcement against a Trump supporter who appeared to be doing nothing inside the state capitol. So if we could play that final piece of video, Thomas, please.
That was not the Capitol Police helping out, by the way.
No, and let me say one thing too. As when I don't know what happened to the woman. There are various reports. So I wanted to give that guy credit for the video. So I don't know that she was killed. And in fact, I don't think we've heard any word that she was. But on the other hand, though, then you hear somebody else trying to stir stuff up, saying active shooter. Well, the right. active shooter was Capitol apparently Police. A law enforcement officer. Peace I don't know if it was Capitol Police or DC Police or what. Peace so 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008. You know, we've been talking to friends and people, and some people are like, this is terrible. It's got to stop. And I guess here's what I say to them. Number one, you didn't say that. Even conservatives, when Antifa was doing it, you said it was terrible, it should stop, blah, blah, blah. But not like, oh my God, this is so terrible, right? It was another Antifa riot. And again, I ask you, what are our options?
The courts won't address the case. Congress won't take the case. Legislators won't take the case. If you would think, at least back in 1876, where the new president was called your fraudulency, Rutherford B. Hayes, at least they addressed the questions. And I'm not sure they came out with a perfect answer, but at least they had a commission. Here they just shove it in the rock, say there's no evidence, nothing.
No.
And they're all propagandists, and you got to face it. You have nobody except maybe Trump. There's no one else out there to help you. There's no one who cares about you. Certainly the local Hugh Cain doesn't care about you, a crooked new minority leader. And certainly Brophy, Denver Boy's beauty boy, and Mark Hillman, who raises money for Democrats. That's who the Denver Post tells you are you Republican leaders.
And they're not.
And they're not. And it's sickening. So But, you know.
So if we storm the Capitol, if we protest at the Capitol, then somehow or another, that's anarchy and we're a third world country. So don't buy it. Don't buy into
it
at all.
Anything.
And I think we need to not stop. Here's what I think we need to do. I think that they need to keep it up. I think we need to have even more people in Washington, D.C. when Joe Biden is inaugurated. Of course, he's not going to have any people there.
Of course not.
And I think if we have to storm the Capitol, good. Let's storm the Capitol.
Right.
I mean, if by going into a public building that's ours, in the first place could be called storming. And it's like I said, they're not going to help us. There is no one to help but ourselves. Maybe again, Trump. I mean, this is what I hope is going on with Trump. And Chuck, we talked about this the other day because I think you brilliantly put this out, that Trump is fighting this on two fronts. One is fighting to try to win. And Charlene, I think he might have some things that he can do yet that we haven't seen. It'll be interesting to see how that goes down. And of course, he'll call us anarchy in a third world country and a coup. But I also think he's been playing this at a level to make it clear that he is the Republican Party. Trump and his supporters, the millions of them who showed up, the tens of millions who voted for him, they are the Republican Party. And I think as the social media starts swatting everybody off of Twitter, I think if Trump, for instance, were to go to Parler, millions of people would follow him over there. And the mainstream media would be forced to follow him. If Trump, if YouTube wants to censor it, okay, well, then there's Rumble. We post our thing on Rumble because I've been seeing this coming. And the thing is, this movement is too big for them to stop. There are too many people involved, and we just have to stay engaged. And I think the guy at the Conservative Treehouse is right. I think people, there is this cold rage and the silent majority, we've realized what happens if we're silent. They just keep taking and taking and taking, and they clamp down tighter and tighter and tighter. And, you know, I have to get Michael Talbeck on, the investigative columnist. He said they are not going to stop until we them stop.
Well, there's one person saying, we don't want to work with you, Trumpsters. We want to destroy you.
Right.
That's what they want to do. And it is amazing. What I hope Trump does, because it doesn't look like he has any real alternatives left, is that he goes out and he starts putting together slates of Republicans.
Yes.
That aren't cowards, that are not Hugh McCain, are not Greg Brophy.
Over 100 people in there today. I mean, members of Congress stand
up.
Well,
how about the other 100?
Right.
Who did stand up?
Well, primary them and get rid of them.
Some of you can, some of you can't. But from now on, I think, and Trump's got to be pretty hard in his, what he didn't do for his cabinet picks or everything else, is really do a deep dive on the people and do not get, you know, the Scaramucci's and the Omarosa's and some of the others.
No, I think
he's learned a lot that you really have to and the only way you really know how somebody is going to act is give them a little power, as you can see with Marco Rubio, all the rest of them. And some of them will fail. Just like Cory Gardner. He was just Mr. Tea Party, and then now he's Mr. Bipartisanship as he takes his
And now he's Mr.
Money.
Chamber of Commerce lobbyist.
Yeah, now he's Mr. Chamber of Commerce
lobbyist. Well, because again, let's take a look at this, and it's as always, you want to follow the money. That's, you know, because you're like, no, they don't really want to destroy us. The election was fair. The election was not fair. The reason the election wasn't fair is they knew that they would lose. So they had to change it. And to me, I think as Republicans, we need to adapt, or it's Darwinian, or we're going to die out. We need to evolve. The Democrats have changed. I think, well, I was laughing today, kind of. I said, we need to ask ourselves, what would Antifa do? And then we need to do that. Okay, not spray paint. But what I'm saying is the Democrats realized that they couldn't win an election, what we would consider
the rules. You don't need a signature verification. You know, before, the way it was up to about 2012 is everybody voted on election day unless you had a valid excuse to get an absentee ballot. And then they changed absentees so you could get one anytime you wanted, just say you wanted one. And then they did away with that, with early voting. They've just trampled through the democratic process and destroyed it in every way. And what did Mitch McConnell do? Anything?
Nothing.
Anything?
None of our problems. So here's what we need to do is we need to realize that we need to quit saying stuff. And I'm sorry, because I know a lot of people think this. We need to quit saying, well, we need to go back and get rid of mail ballots. They're not going to let that happen, guys. They're not going to let that happen. What we need to do is become better at it. For instance, yesterday, I mean, I'm talking to people today who are like stunned that we lost Georgia. I'm like, of course we lost Georgia. They cheated. I mean, it's not cheating because they've made it legal, but it's like they stuffed the ballot box. Republicans are tweeting, everybody get out there and stay in line and be sure you vote in line. Two weeks ago, Stacey Abrams is saying, I have 3 million absentee ballots.
Yeah.
I mean, what are we doing? The election was over. And she had another batch of them, you know, in suitcases. That's what the Democrats do to them. That's what
lie, cheat, and steal and destroy your children. And if you want to put up with it, put up with it. If you want to become their servants, become their servants. I mean, that's your option. And there are a lot of people like Hugh McCain who want to be their servants.
They want to plug back. Well, because they want to get their peace, and there are a lot of other people.
Yeah, they want to get their peace and don't care about you.
Plug back
and
into
then they want to have a bipartisan session here in Colorado where the Republicans get zero, but then the Democrats, we're so happy. We're so bipartisan.
No, so the election process, we need to understand that this is the way
it works now. Corrupt.
Well, and I even think what we needed to say is that's the rules. It's kind of like saying, it's too bad the dinosaurs got wiped out by a meteorite, but they did. Okay, so we need to realize that old election system has been wiped out by a meteorite. Okay, we need to get better at stuffing the ballots. If they change the rules to say you don't have to be a citizen to vote, that you have same day registration, that you can be dead and vote, then that's fine. I think we need to find as many dead people voting as they have.
Well, we got to find some new ones for ourselves.
Right, we got to find more. I mean, that's the system, and we need to adapt to that. And we need to realize that our elected officials,
our court system is corrupt in Colorado, all Democratic officials, all of them.
Exactly. They all have their piece of the pie.
You can believe they've stolen the DAs. They've stolen the secretaries of state.
Right.
Because they thought about it. Well, Republicans were doing what? What were they doing while they stole the DA?
Saying we need to change our messaging. No.
We got to have better candidates.
I mean, think of this, guys. We talked about this before, but this is a year ago. If you had said that you couldn't, that they being Governor Polis, the government, without any constitutional right to do this, has said you can't go to church. They have said we're not going to have the schools open for your kids
because the teachers might get sick.
And
they're down in Puerto Rico with the other teachers tanning. They can't come back and teach your little snothead.
No, you can't open your business, and if you do, we're going to come in and frankly, without any legal authority, seize your property. You would have said, Julie,
not in the United States.
This is the United States.
And then
if that happens, we'll just vote them out.
All right, let's go to Sherry from Whitewood on line two.
Hi there.
Hey, hello. Sherry. So, thanks for calling up.
I wanted to bring up Lynn Wood's tweet because I think it's very important when he tweets that he would not make an accusation without having reliable sources for it. And he's a defamation lawyer. And then he says that these people are being blackmailed. They pick a blackmail target, and they approach him with a gun, a child, and a camera. And that target is ordered to rape the child on video, and then they're ordered to shoot the child, and then they own that person. And that person is controlled by that blackmailer. And they have all that evidence on the blackmail. And
well,
that's
I find that, you know, hard to believe. But you're right. Lynn Wood is a defamation lawyer, and he's certainly opening himself up to just unbelievable lawsuits. So it'll be interesting. See if one of them does sue him.
Well, and yeah, I admit, I don't know. I haven't seen that. But I think, though, Sherry, the even broader point is an excellent one, and that is that the other side is ruthless. They will do whatever it takes to win. They don't care who they hurt. They don't care who they trample on. And if we want to, I mean, to let them tell us, oh, it's anarchy if you storm the Capitol, which is like a couple of guys walking, maybe more than a couple, but people walking up the stairs. We have to keep, and Sherry, you're so good.
But no violence, everybody.
Right.
Keep the violence.
Hey, you see someone between the eyes that's out in Denver and a peaceful protest, they are ruthless.
Yeah. Exactly.
People are owned, and that's why they're all opposed to Trump, because they don't want to be exposed.
Right.
I think you're okay. Thank you for the call. Appreciate
Thanks.
It's not. It's Bye. And it's broader than that too. I think it's not that they don't want to be exposed, but I mean, Tom Tancredo explained it to us perfectly the other day. It's like they all have their piece of the money train. They're on there. They have their maybe their seat on the money train. The Republicans. So they don't care as long as Ken Buck has his seat. He's happy. He's happy. As long as Mitch McConnell has his seat. As long as Marco Rubio
and John Cornyn and Thune and all the rest of them. And the same with the Republicans down at the Capitol, with the exception of Kevin Van Winkle, Dave Williams, Patrick Neville. There's about 10 or 11 that are really care a little bit about you.
And they
and
don't
the
care.
Rest of them, the rest of them are just phonies.
And the train can run over us, and they don't care.
They don't
like,
give
oh,
a damn.
I mean, they'll give, they'll stand
they'll,
up there
they'll
and say,
just
oh,
have a meeting
good.
With the governor, and the governor will say, you know, spit on them and say, that's your compromise. Oh, thank you.
And
thank
so
you
then,
for spitting on
now
us.
They want to tell us that we can't peacefully protest. I mean, I got to tell you what, because standing and the grass in front of the state capitol is not really a peaceful protest. That's just a rally. That's standing at the grass. But
right.
but doing some of the things they do, going into the capitol, when they say, no, you can't come in here, and you say, oh, yes, we can, that's a protest.
That's
what they do. And, you know, I know there are a lot of people out there who are tisking and saying, oh, we can't do that. We can't do that.
We're the party of law and order, and the other side has all the law on their side, and you
they're shooting us,
and shooting us, and we have to be happy they only killed X. Channel 9 only killed one person down. Only you know, this sports coat boy only got one person murdered. So hey, not a problem.
Well,
not a problem.
And my question to those people who would say that we shouldn't do this, it's like, well, what would you have us do then? What would you have us do? It'd be this is a different.
Go testify at a capital hearing where they pay
right.
no attention to
yeah.
it. No
and it doesn't get any coverage. What would you have us do? And I think it is. It's like the Rebel Alliance. This is the way I feel about it. And I think that we have to. I mean, and if you disagree, 888-627-6008. On this show, you're not going to get like whiny platitudes that, you know, that are kind of bowing to some sort of corporate sponsorship
right.
and corporate ownership that says, well, we just can't do that. I mean, it's okay if they do it, but we can't do it. What happened at the state Capitol Day is no different. And way less violent and way less destructive than what they have been doing all summer.
It wasn't destructive
and
at all. Nobody.
No.
But I'm sure they would have if Antifa had come and beat up people and Channel 9 and killed people. They would say, well, that's good.
Well, because here's
that's
the thing.
Because that's all they do. They kill you. They destroy your businesses and destroy your children. But you must be polite. You must not ever.
Right.
Ever.
It's
contradict
clear,
your superiors who control
your
everything now. Your
it's clear there are questions about the election, how many and how deep those questions go. They won't even let us look into finding out. I mean, Mike Pence gives a speech that says, oh, there are clearly a lot of questions. Hopefully we'll have a commission.
I will make sure that these get addressed in about 5 minutes. And then it'll be done. Yeah. Sure you will, Mike.
It's like convicting somebody or letting them go free before you have the trial. It's like, no. And the thing is so they just want us to
hurry. Sentencing first, trial later.
Trial later, right. And it's like, so no, we're not going to just sit here while they steal the election and say, well, I guess there's nothing we can do. There is something we can do. We are the people, right? We are the people. And yes, they control so much. And yes, they're controlling the election. But again, they only do so when you get right down to it with our consent. And that's what I've said. So if we say we're not going to, you know, just sit down and calmly and mildly accept this stolen election, we're going to protest. We're going to protest loudly and we're going to storm the Capitol. We're at least going to make it. This is my point. We're going to at least make it difficult for you. We're at least going to delay it. We're at least going to say
we're not going to do a Governor Owens go to your fundraiser so he can get a development project done. The last Republican governor. I mean, it's just amazing stuff. But I guess Casper Stockholm and his
wife Cheryl. So if we could bring them into the waiting room, because I know Casper was a speaker. We had to leave before he got a chance to speak. So that's what I think. 888-627-6008, because I don't really see what kind of options we have, sort of just caving in. And if you want to do that, you know, like I said,
go ahead.
Monday, plug yourself back
into
it.
You've been doing it for your whole life, so just keep on doing it.
Plug yourself back into the matrix,
and we'll
handle it that way. So Casper, if you're joining us, if you can hear us, go ahead and unmute yourself and bring the camera up any chance that you can. You know, the other thing, there's so much at stake here, really, too. When we were down at the state capitol, drove around downtown Denver, I mean, you know, the buildings are defaced, they're boarded up. Now, that wasn't Republicans, again. That was Antifa
people.
That was a peaceful protest.
That was a peaceful protest.
Anyway, Casper, thank you for coming on our show again.
How'd your speech go? We had to leave.
Yeah, we had to leave before you.
Can you guys hear me?
You can.
Again.
Oh, perfect. So, yeah, I was down to the capitol here in Denver, and we heard that the U.S. Capitol was being stormed. my gut reaction or feeling was that it was not patriots storming the Capitol.
Yeah.
And we're finding out it was a mixed bag or whatever.
Right.
I don't know exactly who it was. And I am completely frustrated, just like you guys are. And I'm at the point I want to storm the Capitol.
Right.
But I would never storm the Capitol.
I would. Well, you know, I would. You may not go on the Boston Tea Party. You may refuse to go on that ship and throw that property overboard because you're a long order guy. And you may not have been willing to culturally appropriate an Indian. But at some point, your freedom has to mean something.
I agree. And trust me, I wouldn't be that far behind you. I'm just not there today.
Okay.
There are some things we can do right now that we're not doing. So, you know,
okay.
we went from staying at home and leaving our house with a mask on to storming the Capitol. Well, there's a whole bunch in between there that we're not doing.
Well, when they stole some more elections, yeah.
Well, yeah, but I told the folks down at Denver today, I said, look, here's what you can do right now.
What?
It's not storm the Capitol, but you can stop listening to these people who are supposedly controlling our lives.
Right.
The governor has no clue what he's talking about. So ignore him. Go back to work. Go back to your jobs. Go back to your life. If you want to have a gathering of 10 or more or 20 or 200 or 2000, go ahead and do it, because they have no clue what they're talking about. So we're not even doing that. So
no.
What I'm saying is that there's a whole bunch of space in between of things we should be doing that we're not doing.
But have you seen what they do to people who do that?
Yes, Chuck, I have.
They're all their assets. They destroy their buildings. They go after their children.
I've seen it firsthand. So my point is, if all of us do it, then they're not going to be able to basically shut us all down.
We all have
to open up.
Well, no, I agree with Ken. Here's the thing.
I'm open right now.
It's not either or. I agree with you, Kat. It's not either or. We need to do all of the above. And yeah. I think if somebody, and again, I think let's be clear about the storming of the Capitol. When you look at the pictures,
people walking the halls.
And
the Capitol police shooting them. You know, storming the Capitol. They're great with words. They're great with, you know, images and everything else. And if I promise you, that was Antifa. It was citizens. Show their right to walk around Capitol.
Well, the one guy was Antifa, the Viking guy. There's pictures of him we've found now that he was at a Black Lives Matter Antifa rally in Arizona. But I agree with you. We need to do all of these things.
Right. But the first thing we need to do is stand up. So they went from sitting down to storming. We need to go.
They didn't storm anything.
I get it. The wording and stuff. But I'm saying they went from sitting down to walking into the Capitol past security. At the Capitol. My thing is, there's a whole bunch in between. So stand up, be heard, be seen. Our facility is open. We're doing in-person training, and it's way over 10, and we don't even care what the number is.
Yeah.
So feel free to come in and try to shut us down. We're talking, right?
If
all of us start to do that, and then we move on. See, here's a problem. A lot of our media, and I'm not talking about you guys specifically. I'm just saying in general. Okay, like ABC News, all the reporters, they're all reporting from their homes. Most of them aren't even on the street anymore, right? They're just doing the podcast with the, you know, with the green screen behind them. And they're not even out in the public anymore.
Right.
So they get to live their lives. In the meantime, the government goes around and shuts us down because we open up our restaurant and we have 5 people in there.
Right.
And all of a sudden it's a health hazard.
Yes.
We just have to stop it. We just have to ignore these people and go back to our lives. Yes, they're going to confront us, Chuck. And yes, they're going to try to shut us down. And some of us are going to get shut down. But if enough of us do that, then we'll have enough of an army, if you will.
I agree.
Now we can move into phase 2 or 3, which is taking over our capital.
Here's Rand Paul. My oath to the Constitution doesn't allow me to disobey the law. I cannot vote to overturn the verdict of the state. Yeah, that's right, Rand.
That's Rand Paul.
Wasn't the verdict of the state.
That's Rand Paul.
That's the whole point.
So here's my point. So we have people like Rand Paul who are very conservative, whatever. Now, they have the constitutional right to say, I don't agree with this. And if there's enough of them, then it'll be overturned. But instead of them saying, well, yeah, we heard the evidence, so here, yeah, we'll go ahead and certify it. No, the answer is no. I say no on my vote. There's no one I came in, and there's no one I'm leaving. I'm not going to change my vote because, well, you know.
Oh, you watch, and they're going to use this, and I think you're right. I mean, we know that some of those people are Antifa. They're going to use this to say, you know, I mean, they're already calling them those, you know. I mean, even like local reporters, like who have no knowledge of any of this, are saying, oh, so all those senators and representatives who said we need to challenge a vote should now take that back. Like, why? I mean, it's either the issues are still there. Why on earth should they take it back?
Here's a tweet from our esteemed vice president. The violence and destruction, I didn't see any destruction, it's only violence for the Capitol Police, taking the U.S. Capitol must stop, and it must stop. Yeah, right. Thank you for listening to our concerns. Thank you for doing something about it. And thank you for being so courageous and not letting him steal the election. I mean, well, Mike, you know, go back to Indiana. And
for us to hope, for us to hope that the swamp, guys, for us to hope that the swamp was going to do the right thing when they've never done the right thing ever. Right. I've never woke up in the morning and said, "Man, those swamp, those guys are just."
They made some good decisions today. They care about me, those swamp.
They have never made a good decision. So why would they start now?
Tell me, Casper, what do you see as the long-term solution?
The long-term solution is we as Americans. There's more of us than there are of them. So we don't have
No. When you can print all the ballots you want, there are more ballots they can produce than people.
I didn't say on the vote, but I'm talking about there's more of us numbers wise than are them. They are the tiny dot in D.C. We are the citizens of this nation. There are more of us than the governors and the city council people and all these people. We just have to start ignoring them and go back to our lives. When they get some common sense, fine. But in the meantime, I'm done.
So you're urging civil disobedience.
100%. I'm done. I started this back in May, but I'm saying
now. Well, here's what I'm saying. We're not the ones being civilly disobedient. We're following our rights in the Constitution. Exactly. They're the ones being civilly disobedient.
They're being disobedient. They're being disobedient to the law, to the Constitution, and to God. So you know what? I'm done.
Well, until they don't believe in God, so until
they start being correct in God's eyes, the Constitution and the law, I'm done with them. They can say whatever they want to do. I'm done.
I agree. All right. Thank you, Casper. Tell people about your organization, because I think this needs to be publicized.
So we started America First Republicans. We have our first training class for candidates this Saturday. It's in person. And feel free, if they want to come try to shut us down, feel free to come on.
All right, Casper.
So we have our live trainings, and that class filled up. So now we're doing virtual trainings for that particular class because it runs for like 10 weeks. Now we're going to have 10 other trainings and stuff totally separate from that we're going to be launching or announcing within the next 60 days. So we'll have that on our website.
All right, do you have a class on hacking into Dominion voting machines? How you do it from your home and change the votes, because you're going to need to.
All right, Casper, thank you so much. All right, appreciate your time. I think I saw
Neil Mathai come on. There's a sneak piece there. Come on up. And we'd love to talk to you, too. There he is.
There he is, Neil. Neil, you were the one who first, and then I saw the tweet right after that, who pointed out that the guy in the Viking hat, who did not strike me as a Trump supporter, frankly, has a communist symbol, and then I sent back, hey, it's all over the internet now, that he's actually an Antifa guy. But hey, thank you. Your thoughts on today?
Oh my goodness. It's just been a crazy, the Republican Party is dead in my mind. It's after 160, it's done today. Casper is saying some things that are correct. But Chuck is also, Chuck is exactly correct. I mean, both sides are correct in this issue. How do we deal with this? I mean, at what point, what do we do for our kids at this point now? You know, someone told me, well, Mike Pence is going to do the right thing. I said, did you forget how he ran Indiana when it came to the marriage issue?
Right.
He folded. I said, he is not going to stand up. He's going to fold. And that's exactly what he did.
Yeah.
And so, in this state, the Republicans are done. You're going to have a new political party. But it still comes back to, again, the local elections and the systems. Chuck is right. It's like, what did Stalin say that? It's not who votes that counts. It's who counts the votes, right?
Yeah.
Right.
So ballots are coming in from China, all these places. we are going to go through, we were in a cold civil war. Now we're headed to a hot civil war.
And they anticipated it. Earlier, 6 months earlier, they talk about all this right-wing violence. You go, what right-wing violence? And what they're saying, the FBI was really saying, well, wait till we rig the election, see how pissed off people are. Then you will have, right, and we'll have to go after that. So you got a corrupt FBI, a corrupt Justice Department, and ye God, the state capitol and the tyrannical governor and mayor of Denver. Unbelievable.
Within this state, Chuck, you're right. Within this state, the Republicans in quotes, are all Democrats. The Democrats run the Republican Party. All these rhinos are Democrats. I've said this for years. They're going to go after and try to remove Lauren Boebert. That's number one. That's going to happen. And so they're all financial whores. That's exactly what they are. They need to find money. They need to do whatever they can. You mentioned Brophy and others. That's exactly what they are. They could care less about our kids and grandkids. They're looking at their pockets. So I think at this point, I don't know. Right now, for me, if I had to do something, I'd pray and try to deal with the cowards and the called Christians in the churches.
I'm doing is I'm working on my seven iron.
which is good. It gets you relaxed.
I got my club head speed up to 100 and let's see. What did I get? I got it up to 78%.
Even in the Rebel Alliance, we have time for recreation.
Essential activities.
We want to be a fun Rebel Alliance that people want to join. I agree with you that Chuck and Casper and me are both.
We all
right.
really agree. I mean, Casper's just not. He said, "I'll be right behind you." I must be at this point. I've watched them steal in Colorado, so there's nothing left. I've watched them take over the Republican Party with Hugh McCain and with Greg Brophy and Mark Hillman and all the rest of them, who really are just Democrats. They get money from Democrats.
They are.
Suck up to Democrats. So you got nobody representing you other than Patrick Neville and Dave Williams. But
Chuck, I'm with you, and you're exactly correct, but I think we need to twist this around. Who's representing our kids? It's going to have to be us.
Yeah.
It's going to have to be us. The Republicans here are not Republicans. They don't follow the Constitution. They don't follow the platform. I've said that for years. You guys know exactly what they did to me, and no matter what. And then other people want to run the party. All they're looking for is power and money. That's all it's all about. They're corrupt. But I think the question is, who is going to run for our children? And really, it's the person in the mirror. And we got no choice. Right. It's going to cost us our money. It's going to cost us our jobs. I mean, this state is upside down. It's going to take 5-10 years. I said that. To correct this issue here, if at all possible. But it's going to be us, and we have no choice. It's going to have to be the person looking at the mirror, because no one else is going to do it. The Republicans are Democrats.
But and that's what we saw today when Mike Pence, I mean, we've seen it's been kind of building to this point. And you're right. Today it became totally clear to us, to me, that there is no help but us. Mike Pence isn't going to help us. The courts aren't going to help us. You have some senators who are going to try to help us and what we need to do, and congressmen, we need to give, and local officials, we need to give them our support. And that's how you do it. And it's not like there's a 5-point bullet plan that, you know, we'll have this done in 2 weeks. It is, as you said, it went from a cold civil war to a hot civil war, and those take time. But I think we can win. And I think we have no choice but to win. We can't afford to lose.
And Chuck and Julie, we have no choice but to fight. We are, you know, as you guys know, we are in 1930s Germany all over again.
Yes.
Within a few months, people have already put on masks, and it's almost 95%. And now here is a congresswoman was cursing out Thomas Massie yesterday because he wouldn't continue to put on a mask and, you know, giving him curse words. We are we're upside down. There's ways to deal with certain issues. We got to focus on our kids, but at the same time, we are headed to 1930s. This is reality.
We're not headed toward 1930. We're in 1930.
Yeah.
We're in the 1930s. And you can thank, I don't care less for the Republicans. We knew they were cowards and losers. You should thank the failure within the church, because those were the cowards that said, okay, government, we'll stand down. And then all of a sudden, everything else is open. Strip clubs, liquor clubs, all these places are open. But they told the churches, and the churches submitted. And this is what exactly is
happening.
Actually,
strip clubs weren't open.
we place anywhere. Chuck, you know what I'm trying to say.
Oh, no, exactly. There was
these cowards in the pulpit, stood down, and that's exactly what Hitler said. If he can shut the church down, he's got the rest of his agenda.
Oh, yeah. Right. Well, here's my
So, wait a minute. So you know, okay, Jew, let's go. You know, our son really enjoys Christmas service and the lighting of the candles and everything else. So we all got ready. So we looked over there and said, no, we're going to do it by Zoom.
The church we had gone to.
We had gone to. So I said, well, I guess we're no longer going to that church anymore. Right. And we found one that has at least had enough bravery. And, yeah. And the government let them anyway, so it wasn't a whole lot of bravery. But they, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, the churches have been a disgrace in this.
And here's
don't forget, though, remember Lech Walesa and all of them in Poland.
Yeah.
How they defeated communism was because of the church and good people stood up.
Right. Right.
And that's the problem here is if good people are not involved, you know, it's over. And that's right. What it is. And I think there are good people, but they need to stop being cowards. And we saw that over 9 months here, almost everyone folded on the mask across in multiple issues. Now it's vaccines are going to be mandatory. Businesses are going to try to force their employees to get the vaccine.
Right.
And it's out of control. And where are the people? That's the question.
Well, and that's the thing. And it's, you know, like I said, we are the people and we're here.
And
we need to continue to be here and we need to understand it's not going to be a quick, easy fix. It's not like, tomorrow they're going to say, oh, I guess you're right. Trump won after all. The more we resist, the more they're going to try to crack down. But I think that's where Casper's right. There are way more of us than there are of them. So, Anil, thank you.
Thank you, Anil, so much.
Yeah. Right.
Love you guys.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank
all right. Well,
yeah.
That's going to be about it.
Wait, let
us.
Me say one more piece of levity.
One more piece. Okay.
Because I saw this is a funny tweet. You know, we had played the other day the sound of that idiot congressman praying and saying at the end, saying amen and a woman. So somebody was tweeting, it's like if after someone says amen, you say a woman, you are a moron. So there you go. That's funny for you. Hey,
all right. That's it for us. And it was a fun show. Went quickly. And we'll continue the battle. It's for our lives. And honestly, I think as Anil said it perfectly, it's for our children. We've got Rev, and you know, we've got to continue to fight for him and all the other children.
That's right. And would love to have you guys. If you miss the podcast, go ahead and check out chuckandjulie.com. You can catch everything there, live links there to everything. Thank you to the guys. Thank you everyone who called in and participated. And thanks as always to our great guys, especially Thomas there at BBS Radio.
We'll tell you about the next protest.
And we'll see you on Party Friday.
Party, which is a protest by itself.
All right.
Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.